On Book Notes Review this month, two novels about the dodgy underbelly of life and a memoir that reads like a novel with an art critic's eye. Colson Whitehead, prize-winning author of novels like The Underground Railroad, The Nickel Boys, and Harlem Shuffle, picks up the thread of Harlem again with his latest Crook Manifesto. The setting is New York City in the 1970s. The protagonists, aside from the city, are ex-fence Ray Carney, who's trying to stick to the straight and narrow, and his partner, Pepper. Trash piles up on the streets, crime is at an all-time high, and Harlem is burning block by block. But Colson Whitehead sideswipes you by making this not only a novel about a city under siege, but also about the meaning of family. Laura Lippman, Baltimore crime writer with more than 20 such novels already under her belt, now brings us a psychological suspense novel in which no crimes are committed or revealed until the final pages. Prom Mom introduces us to the anti-hero Amber Glass, who has spent her entire adult life desperately trying to get away from her tabloid past in Baltimore. When circumstances bring her back to the city, and she reconnects with her prom date, Joe Simpson, who destroyed everything she was reaching for, she begins to think she might have a second chance, but only if she will help Joe do the unthinkable. Two events conjoin in the new book from Laura Cumming, who has been the chief art critic of The Observer since 1999. The wildly successful Johannes Vermeer exhibition that was on this year at the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, and Carl Fabritius's painting The Goldfinch, which was brought into popular focus by Donna Tartt's novel of that name. On the morning of October 12, 1654, a massive explosion at a Dutch gunpowder shop in Delft killed Fabritius when he was just 32 and almost killed Vermeer. The thunderclap could be heard over 70 miles away. Now, Thunderclap, a memoir of art and life and sudden death, interweaves the lives of Laura Cumming, her Scottish painter father, who also died too young, and the great artists of the Dutch Golden Age. The Financial Times calls it a lustrous meditation on the lives and afterlives of artists with a novelist's pace, a critic's eye, a daughter's heart. If you'd like to check out any of these titles, you can find details on the book notes page at wbjc.com.